sent into the emergency room, I'm going to talk a little more right now about some of the long-term effects of women who are pregnant and victims of domestic violence. Okay. All right. And I have no relationships to disclose. So some statistics which you may already know, intimate partner violence, 22% of women are victims of intimate partner violence during their lifetime. We know it encompasses intentional violence, physical violence, but also verbal abuse, sexual abuse, emotional torment, social isolation, and controlling behavior. Intimate partner violence is more frequent and severe during pregnancy than it is at other times in the woman's life when she is a victim of abuse, and oftentimes it does target the abdomen, sort of where they see the woman is pregnant. It is also more common than many other medical complications of pregnancy that are commonly screened for, such as preeclampsia, gestational diabetes. We don't hear very much about screening for domestic violence during pregnancy. So the objective of this study was to assess the prevalence of domestic violence during pregnancy and its association with low birth weight and preterm birth in Los Angeles County. This data is used from the 2007 LAM survey, the Los Angeles Mommy and Baby Survey. It's a large survey on preconception health. They've been doing it for several years now. The total survey is 88 questions. Populational based, and I'm looking at 6 questions specifically pertaining to domestic violence, including questions such as when you were pregnant, did your partner hit you, kick you, threaten you, force you to have sex when you didn't want to, questions like that. And then we also we reviewed the LA County birth records for every woman who gave a live birth in the year 2007 and took a representative sample of all births that had low birth weight or preterm birth. Low birth weight is defined as less than 2,500 grams, and preterm birth is less than 37 weeks gestation. We used a chi-square or a t-test and multivariate analyses to examine the association between domestic violence, preterm birth, and low birth weight after controlling for confounding variables. So this is some of the results. A sample of 1,244 women. In our sample, we had 50% Latino, 18% white, 14% Asian Pacific Islander, and 18% black. The women, the ages ranged, most of the women were ages 20 to 34, and you can see the age ranges. I forgot to mention that we did not include women who used assisted reproductive technology. Those are usually the women over age 34, because those have other confounding variables that might affect our outcomes with preterm birth and low birth weight. People who did not complete high school, less than 12, people who did complete high school, and then people who went on to higher education. The majority of women did have insurance during their pregnancy, and then the range of annual income less than $20,000 up to greater than $100,000. These are the rates of the abuse for each question, and the sample again is 1,244, and these are the numbers who responded to each form of abuse that was questioned. The white bar, the larger bar, is women who responded no, and the smaller dark blue bar is women who responded yes. So these are the different variables that were associated with abuse. And once again, the white bar is no abuse, and the darker blue bar is abuse. As you can see, under race, 23% of women who were African American did report being victims of abuse, and that actually was statistically significant. For age, women who were less than the age of 20, 22% of them also reported being victims of abuse during their pregnancy, statistically significant, and women who made less than $20,000 a year. And when we looked at education and insurance, those variables were not found to be statistically significant when associated with abuse. So this chart shows, this is all women who had a preterm birth, which was less than 37 weeks, and what types of violence that they experienced throughout their pregnancy. So Overall, when you look at all of the data, there was no association between preterm birth and abuse, but when it's identified by different types of abuse, sexual abuse, 35% of women with a preterm birth did experience sexual abuse, and when they said their partners were, quote, angry at them, and those were clinically significant with a p-value less than 0.02. But overall, with all the domestic violence questions, there was no association between preterm birth and abuse. When we looked at low birth weight, less than 2,500 grams, overall there was also no association between low birth weight and abuse. This is once again all women who had low birth weight and then the percent that experience each type of abuse during pregnancy. It did look like sexual abuse once again had slightly higher numbers than other forms of abuse, but that was not statistically significant. So in conclusion, younger age, black race, lower income were all significantly associated with increased rates of abuse during pregnancy. However, we did not find that education and insurance status were associated with abuse in our sample. And surprisingly, it was not significantly associated with higher rates of preterm birth or low birth weight. Our study did have some limitations. This data, the 1,244 women, is based on the first wave of data from the LAM 2007. So when we do complete the analysis of the entire sample, we may find that our results have changed. Of the data obtained, the total survey is 88 questions, and actually the questions on the abuse were the ones that were most frequently not answered. So we did have limited data for that reason as well. So recommendations, efforts should be made to improve screening and identification of women at highest risk of intimate partner violence, such as younger women, black ethnicity, lower educational level. We can use some of the programs that we already heard about today. And it should include countywide collaboration between community, private, faith-based organizations to reach out to all victims of intimate partner violence. And then I'd just like to say thank you to Dr. Diana Ramos. She is the head of maternal and child health at LA County Department of Public Health, who assisted me greatly. Rachel Golden is our statistician, and Dr. Margaret Chow is the head of the data collection department and everyone involved in the LAM survey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next presenter is Dr. Kim Sidora Arcolio, and she will be speaking from the College of Nursing and Healthcare Innovation at Arizona State University in Phoenix, Arizona. And she will be presenting Halting the Development of Physical Aggression in Females and Improving Academic Outcomes Through the Nurse Family Practitioner Intervention.